It's Friday, May 14th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Tuesday, the U.S. Department of State published their International Religious Freedom Report for 2020, outlining the status of religious freedom and persecution around the world. In the report, the State Department condemned countries like Saudi Arabia, Nigeria, and China for their continued abuses and ensured that the United States would continue to address religious freedom issues abroad. During a press conference on the publication, Secretary of State Antony Blinken highlighted the importance of the report.
Religious freedom is a human right. In fact, it goes to the heart of what it means to be human. Religious freedom, like every human right, is universal. All people, everywhere, are entitled to it, no matter where they live, what they believe, or what they don't believe.
One country of note in the report was India, which was recommended by the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom to be designated as a country of particular concern for religious freedom violations. Although the State Department declined to make such a designation for the South Asian nation, the report highlighted continued persecution in India. The State Department cited police corruption and COVID-19 lockdowns on religious minorities. Additionally, the report outlined religious freedom concerns in Turkey, a key ally that the Biden administration has begun to pressure regarding its treatment of Christians, like blocking entry for longtime Turkish residents affiliated with Protestant Turkish churches. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky announced yesterday that those Americans who are fully vaccinated may now throw away their face masks and no longer socially distance from others, reports RealClearPolitics.com.
Today, CDC is updating our guidance for fully vaccinated people. Anyone who is fully vaccinated can participate in indoor and outdoor activities, large or small, without wearing a mask or physical distancing. If you are fully vaccinated, you can start doing the things that you had stopped doing because of the pandemic. We have all longed for this moment when we can get back to some sense of normalcy.
But Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson notes that a recent Morning Consult study revealed that fully vaccinated Americans are frightened to go outdoors or be in a social setting.
Only a quarter of vaccinated adults say they'd be willing to travel to a work conference or enter a gym. Only 24% of them would take the bus. Less than half would be willing to rent a car alone. Only 34% would go to a party. Just 17% of them would dare to take a cruise, and so on. The numbers are amazing. These people are absolutely terrified of getting COVID. Yet once again, they have all been vaccinated. So clearly many vaccinated Americans, most of them according to this poll, don't really believe in the COVID vaccine. What does that tell us? Among other things, it tells us that we have long ago left the realm of science and are instead in a state of mass hysteria and mass manipulation. Many Americans are too scared to think clearly. If you've had the vaccine, which you say you believe is effective, but you're too afraid to rent a car for fear of getting COVID, you're not thinking clearly. If you've had the vaccine and say, again, you believe the vaccine works and you're still wearing a mask, you are not thinking clearly. And you're not thinking clearly because you're too afraid. And you're afraid because you've been told for more than a year that you are required to be terrified. And the arrival of a vaccine has not calmed you at all. Instead, demagogues have instructed you to channel your fear into hate and turn it on anyone who disobeys their orders.
A decorated U.S. Army chaplain is appealing actions taken against him that could end his career after he voiced support on his personal social media page for a military policy preventing trans-identified individuals from serving in the military, reports the Christian Post. Chaplain Major Andrew Calvert is contesting the reprimand from the U.S. Army after he commented on a January 25th news article about the Biden administration's intentions of dropping President Donald Trump's ban on trans-identified men and women serving in the military. Ephesians 5 verse 11 says, "Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them." And finally, the Texas state legislature passed the heartbeat bill yesterday, which bans abortions once a preborn baby's heart begins beating, reports LifeNews.com. The baby is protected if a heartbeat is detected, typically around the sixth week of pregnancy. After the Texas House approved the pro-life measure earlier this month in an 83-64 vote, the Texas Senate voted 18-12 on Thursday to pass it. The heartbeat bill now goes to Republican Governor Greg Abbott, who promises to sign it. Luke 1, verses 41 and 44 says, "When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby, John the Baptist, leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, saying, 'As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy.'" And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, May 14th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.